And joining us now from St. Louis is Joel Seligman. He is Dean of Washington University School of Law and author of the book Transforming Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
Big turnaround here from a week ago when it was assumed, I know, that Grasso would probably keep his job. So what happened this week?
I think last week when Carl McCall sent the letter to Donaldson revealing that Grasso had had some role in the selection of the compensation committee.
Carl McCall is the head of that compensation committee that decided on the pay package, right?
Yes, but it deals with the earlier compensation committees that actually decided the pivotal ones, including the annual pay that rose above $30 million in 2001. At that point, my sense was he was in very deep trouble. It was a question of just events catching up with him.
Well, events certainly caught up with him yesterday, but I do have a couple of questions about the what are described as conflicts here. The first one is perhaps the most obvious. The board that accepted his resignation 13-7 is the same board that approved this $140 million pay package.
No, I think the board viewed the $140 million pay package as based upon a contract that had earlier been agreed to. No doubt there were some holdover members, but I don't think they felt they had much room to maneuver. Second, you expect a board, when it gets new information, to process it and make the best decisions it can. Given the declining confidence in Grasso's leadership, I think the board did what it had to do yesterday.
And let me ask about this as well. I mean, the heart of the conflict that caused Grasso to be criticized was that he's, even though he's an employee of the stock exchange, he's almost a government employee. He's effectively regulating the companies that paid him. But hasn't this always been the case, even if the pay packages weren't quite so large in the past?
Absolutely. The New York Stock Exchange chair or president wears two hats, both as a regulator and head of a stock exchange. What's different, though, is the salaries, while generous in the past, didn't increase, say, 15-fold in a six-year period the way Grasso's did, from about $2 million in 1995 to over $30 million in 2001. What's different also is the exchange has operated perhaps most effectively in ensuring public confidence when it's stressed its public role and stressed that it wants to protect the ability of investors to get the best execution of their trades rather than focusing on the more business dimensions.
Are some investors using this this scandal, Mr. Seligman, to press for other broader changes at the New York Stock Exchange?
I don't know about investors, but I think this does put into stark relief a number of fundamental questions about how stock exchange should be regulated. First, should there be a separation of the regulatory functions from the exchanges, the way the NAFTA stock exchange was divided during the 1990s? Second, who should be on the board? How much public representation? Third, should the president or chair have a role in nominating people to be on the compensation committee? In other words, what you're dealing with at one level is a structural issue. Should the exchange be divided into a separate regulatory and trading function? And at a different level, you're dealing with a corporate governance issue. How do you ensure the greatest accountability, the system that's most likely to lead to public confidence?
You're saying the fundamental question here is, can this stock exchange regulate itself?
And that has always been the fundamental question. And by and large, they've done a good job. This is the greatest exchange in the world, and it's been that way for a long time. But when you see its reputation tarnished this way, it's very important it move aggressively, it move quickly to take steps to restore that image of integrity.
Well, this board is in the midst of naming an interim leader in the past 24 hours or so, or less than 24 hours, really. Can an interim leader make those changes that quickly, or will it have to wait for new leadership?
I think it would be a terrible mistake if people assume you name a new leader and things are resolved. Every time we've seen a crisis at a self-regulatory organization subject to SEC oversight, there's been careful study and thoughtful deliberation before the ultimate plans have been put into place. There's some good people who can be the interim chief, but the point is the SEC now has to step up to the plate,
all right,
work with the exchange to ensure that there's a systematic review.
Okay. All right, got to stop you there. Professor Joel Seligman, Dean of Washington University School of Law in St. Louis and author of Transforming Wall Street, thanks very much.